Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Five steps, six steps, seven steps. How many is a step too far? Is the carrying rule in GAA becoming out of date and impossible for referees to enforce, currently set as it is at four steps in both codes? It's one of the many issues that refs are frequently called out on from the stands for its loose enforcement. I'm joined now by two former referees, Barry Kelly, a former hurling ref, and from the other side of the aisle, so to speak, a football ref, Pat McEnany. Gentlemen, thank you both very much for talking to us this morning. Can I begin with the same question for both of you? Is it equally lax in its enforcement in both codes, or is it worse than hurling than football, or football than hurling? Barry, you first.
Good morning, Philip. Thanks. Yeah, it's nice to get a chance to get in ahead of Mr. McEnany. He won't be lacking in a few words. I would think it's probably equally lax in both. I would think that In the two recent All-Ireland finals, which were both excellently refereed by David Goff and John Keenan, I think there were two occasions when I think Barry Nash was pulled in the hurling final in the first half for overcarrying, and Jack Barry was pulled last Sunday, I think. And so just two instances of overcarrying when I'm sure that there were more. But,
and by your count, how many steps had they taken when they were blown up?
That's exactly it, Philip. Yeah, my next point is that when you watch these things, generally you're thinking that if he hasn't taken six or seven on the replay, you're nearly going to think the referee was harsh. Like, I think Jack had probably was on his eighth step, and Barry Nash probably was on his seventh or eighth as well. And they were both completely correct calls, obviously. But it's something that, you know, loose is a good term for it. Maybe it suits the GAA or the Irish kind of psyche almost of kind of chaos, or I think there's other issues that are much more pressing in terms of both football and hurling refereeing.
Okay, we'll come on to those, but let's just stick with the steps rule for the moment. Pat, yeah. Do you want to put Barry back in his place?
Well, absolutely. I'm going to start by disagreeing with him anyway. That always happens between football and hurling referees, even when myself and Barry were sitting around the table. But I would have to say my honest opinion, and leaving Barry out of it, I think maybe it's a bit looser in hurling than football. It's not as prevalent, I don't think, in football. I think, you know, and Barry will confirm this, you know, when in football and in hurling, most probably if a player has been half-fouled, the referee will always give him the benefit of the doubt of one step. And rather than, you know, calling back the foul, the referee will tend to let him away with the fifth step or sixth step. Is it a pandemic in our game? Absolutely not. And as Barry confirmed there, you know, there's lots of other issues in the game that's of a concern to us rather than the step rule. And it's not a, it's like, you know, in last Sunday's 11, as Barry pointed out, both referees were brilliant. I thought David Goff was brilliant last Sunday, absolutely flawless game. John Keane was excellent as well in the 11 final. And, you know, the step rule didn't really impede the game last Sunday. There wasn't an issue. There was one call in it, and David Goff got it correct.
Well, hang on a second there, though, Pat, because, the issue here then becomes, if you don't enforce the rule, you're favouring the team that has possession, because you're minimising the number of occasions on a solo or any bounce of the ball where somebody can make a legitimate tackle.
Well, I've been involved in a lot of, I think about 9 or 10 international rules games where players are allowed 10 steps, and it doesn't add anything to the game as far as I'm concerned. And to move it away from four steps to six steps or eight steps in the game wouldn't be a benefit to our game at the minute. We have a problem in the minute with possession-based game anyway. And by allowing the rule to move from four steps to eight steps or 10 steps to facilitate the referee would not be a good move. And the problem is that if you allowed 8 steps or you allowed 10 steps, then the problem becomes 11 or 12 steps. A 4-step rule in GAA in hurling and football, to me, is very adequate, works reasonably well. Yes, there's times where it gets a bit loose, and I've sat on GAA committees with as chairman of the referees where you go through phases, this is getting too loose and we need to tighten on it, and then this tightens. But at the moment, it's a non-issue.
But hang on a second. How can it be a non-issue? Barry Kelly, a rule is a rule. What is the point in having it and not observing it, but having other rules which you're an absolute stickler for?
Yeah, I know. But look, it's kind of, I suppose, look, the game has changed in the sense that, you know, like last Sunday, the Kerry goalkeeper appeared on the screen 45 metres from the Dublin goals. And even 5 or 6 years ago, that would have been like cause for almost consternation among his management team and among the fellow players. And suddenly no one batted an eyelid. That's fully expected Shane to be in a way. And nearly every inter-county goalkeeper, with the exception of actually Stephen Truxton, wanders out from the goals and becomes an extra defender or an extra forward or stands in a space for a kick out and so on. That's part of the game now. Obviously, less so in hurling. So the game has changed, no question, from, say, where years ago, when the rules first came in, cornerback stood at cornerback position and thumped the ball out to the wing-back or the midfielder, and players didn't move around. They weren't nearly as fluid or nearly as fit.
All right, but look, I mean, sorry, you're making an argument then for just saying, let's abandon the rule altogether. Let's completely change the nature of the sport. If we're not going to enforce it, why have it in the rule book?
I know I would agree, and I wouldn't always agree with Pat McInerney, no, but I certainly would agree with Pat's earlier statement, Philip, in the sense that I think, okay, it's four, it's a loose four. Let's be honest about this. You mentioned that in your intro. It's a loose four, but if it goes to six, it becomes a loose six. It goes to eight, it becomes a loose eight, and therefore then, at the moment, it's the same.
Well, hang on a second. Why not then change the rule to three in the hope that people might actually take four steps? Stunned silence on that one. Pat McInerney, have you any thoughts?
I think it's your turn to talk, Pat.
So what's the difference, Philip, between a loose three and a loose four?
Well, it would be that you would be blown up at five if you have gone more than the three, wouldn't it?
That's a fair point. But my point, Philip, about steps and four steps, and if a player, like, a player's hurl is being held, his hand is being held, right? And he takes five steps to break away from that tackle, right? There's a general acceptance within the GAA world that the people who watch our games, the people who play our games, don't want that to be blown up to allow a free for the hold of the hurley. In other words, it's accepted within our game. If it needs an extra step to get away from a foul, the people that's involved in our game doesn't want the game held up to come back for a free.
We all want a free-flowing game.
Stops the flow of our game.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Pat, but we all want a free-flowing game. But I come back to the point I was making earlier on. You're favouring the person who has the ball over the other team trying to dispossess them if you reduce the number of times in which the ball has to be bounced and the legitimate tackle can be made, aren't you?
But then it's equal for both sides, yeah?
Barry?
It's a level playing field.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And on the big calls, like, you know, if David Triffin was going through last Sunday and, you know, he gets past Nick Fitzsimons and he's bearing down on goal, there's no question that he'd be blown up if in six or seven steps he's about to fire at Stephen Truxton and maybe produce a key score in the game. Like, as Pat said, there's a kind of a general acceptance. It's the same for both sides. And, you know, you mentioned there, Philip, about everyone wants a free-flowing game. Like, if you went out and refereed, like every sport probably, technically, if you went out and refereed the GAA matches literally according to the letter of the law, you would end up with probably 60, 70, 80 frees in both football and hurling. And you'd have even greater problems because players get frustrated and players like the almost, you know, and I know it's kind of a contradiction, but almost the organised chaos in a way, rather than it being too structured, they know that they'll probably get five steps. You might get a six step if it's been tackled. But it's a general acceptance
It might become more stop-start, Barry, but the nature of the game might also change to much more quicker passing.
But I think at the moment, Philip, that is the way the game has gone now. I mean, the dimensions of the pitch obviously haven't changed and so on. But players are extremely fit now. And the same kind of example could nearly be in international rugby as well, in the sense that same number of players in the field, but you don't tend to see the same kind of free-flowing rugby you would have seen maybe back in the mid-1980s and Mick Doyle Irish teams that won Triple Crowns and so on, with Trevor Ringland going over in a corner or Keith Crossan. it doesn't really like that now because the players are so much fitter that there's far less space. Obviously, rugby doesn't have a problem with a rule in terms of steps because obviously you can carry it 50 or 60 steps if you want to. But that, actually, that very rarely happens. It's close in tries being scored from 5 and 6 metres and eventually the link in defence will break and someone will get over the line from a short distance out. Just the games have changed. You can't change the pitch dimensions. Pat and I have both refereed matches where by geographical or demographics, teams only field 13 a side and they tend to be very entertaining games because the space. And that's a major issue in the sense that lack of space in the field because players are far fitter and players are far more fluid, which tends to make our games more difficult to referee. And they are more difficult to referee now, and we're lucky to have the likes of John
Keane. Well, I know. I mean, frankly, fair play to anybody who can, while sprinting at full tilt themselves, count the number of paces that somebody has taken between each bounce of the ball. Pat, what did you want to say?
Philip, if you're sitting as chairman of the referees right now in Croke Park, the step rule would be, probably wouldn't be in your top 10 of problems.
Yeah,
wouldn't be in the top 10.
Fair play. I would imagine that the hand pass rule in hurling, Barry Kelly, is a far greater concern right now.
Absolutely. I'm in Croke Park tomorrow, Philip, in the afternoon on a standing rules committee, and we're looking at it because it has become, again, that has become endemic in the game, and it is just a release that players are now doing, really. It's meant to be a two-way process, in a way. It's meant to be a release and strike of the ball, but players are literally just releasing the ball. Again, it's the number of hand passes in inter-county hurling now reaches an average of about 100 hand passes a game. 10, 15, 20 years ago, there were probably no more than 10. It's just the nature of the coaching of the game has changed. Teams want to keep possession. The best way to keep possession is to hand pass it. It's the most accurate way of doing it. It's the quickest way. It's the hardest way to prevent an opponent getting hands on the ball. But there's no question. Anyone who denies that would be looking at it through, you know, rose tinted glasses or looking at it in a very one-eyed way. In the sense that, you know, it is absolutely, and we are looking at that, trying to and the same. Pat alluded to, you know, football. We had the infamous, you know, Roscommon keeping the ball for 6 minutes against Dublin in the round robin earlier on this year. Like, possession now is key, and we have to do something about that as well. But it's interesting reading the likes of Eamon Fitzmaurice and James Horne and so on, all these very, very highly thought of managers. They all agree that something needs to be done, but it's difficult, Philip, to come up with something that can be applied. Don't forget, obviously, we've 1,000 GAA games going on across the country this weekend at all levels. It's difficult to bring in a rule that can be applied in Croke Park when David Goff is refereeing, but also applies when a referee is refereeing a junior B game in a very...
Indeed.
You know, indeed. That's difficult. Yeah, that's, look, in many ways, that's the wonder of the GAA is that it's such a democratic organisation and that can have its flaws as well, but that you have to have the same rules. You know, VAR is in the Premier League, but yet it won't even be in the English Championship, which is starting next weekend, like, which is professional level, and they don't have VAR. So they have different rules in a way, but we have to have the same rules across the board. It's difficult to get... Go on, Pat.
The one thing you got to give credit to the GAA about is that, you know, it's a slow-moving mountain. It does take us a little while to get there. But if you go back in the history of the GAA, there is probably only one rule that they went back on, and that's the hand pass. And we've been under a pressure with a lot of rules. The black card, when I remember going back in time, Barry was involved with us with the yellow card and the red card when we introduced it. And people don't like change, you know, but that's in the workplace, that's in rules, that's in the GAA. But the one thing about them is that we don't have a history of getting it wrong when we do make a change.
Very good.
We don't have a history.
Pat McEnany and Barry Kelly, thank you both very much. There's an awful lot of disagreement with what the gentlemen are saying, though, on the text line 51551. Just one of them. Hurling is being destroyed by lack of adherence to four steps, hand pass throws and the hurley at face level. But four steps was the number one issue there, and that person and many others' point of view. Coming up after the break, we're heading north of the border.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.